After lengthy debate and discussion, Cochrane Town Council voted to table a decision to support the provision of lease funding for an Indigenous center in Cochrane, resulting in some backlash from the local Indigenous community. A bear in Fireside was euthanized after becoming too comfortable around humans, eating household garbage, and being found asleep between two houses. The town of Cochrane responded after they received criticism from the community regarding a perceived salary increase for Chief Administrative Officer Mike Derricott. The backlash led to the municipality issuing clarifications on its website and social media channels to dispel the misinformation and apologize for the miscommunication. Cielo Smeaton, founder of the Cochrane Ecological Institute, was nominated for the International Conservation Award as the only nominee from Canada. After a turbulent year involving two separate flooding incidents and an unfortunate run-in with an Alberta health inspector, the owners of Curry, in Fizz, Saurabh Joshi and his wife Shweta Sethi, reopened their restaurant to the public. Rocky View Schools acquired the former Holy Spirit School building with plans of renovating the space for $2.8 million, to accommodate the ongoing rise of enrollment at Cochrane's public schools. The station at Cochrane Crossing officially opened to the public after a ribbon-cutting event held on November 8. Construction engineer Pierre Boldick enlisted the help of beavers to build a natural dam on his property near Bragg Creek. Four past and present members of Cochrane Fire Services were awarded the Alberta Emergency Services Medals and the Bronze Rosette in a ceremony attended by Airdrie Cochrane MLA Peter Guthrie and Mayor Jeff Janung. Bethany Cochrane residents Barbara Jean Vale and her husband Ken Canning celebrated their 69th anniversary. After their decision to table the discussion to support the proposed Cochrane Indigenous Centre, Town Council unanimously voted to support the Indigenous Centre through the provision of space. A group seeking to form the Cochrane Health Foundation continued to forge ahead and make considerable progress.